This your boy Savon checking in with the Living Room Podcast, and I got a brand new episode for y'all, the people, for the culture. And this is a special episode because he got an album dropping today. He goes by the name Shy EK, straight out the Bronx, New York, and he just signed a fresh deal with Warner Brothers Music. So y'all check the brother out and see what he got to talk about, all right? Yo, checking in with the Living Room Podcast. I got Shy EK, straight out the Bronx, man. Hey, it's a pleasure to have you here, man. I appreciate you.
I'm happy to be here. You heard?
Yeah, I dig it. Yo, man, you got big things coming, man. You got your album dropping tomorrow, man. How it feel?
Feel good. Time coming. Feel good. It's like I get to tell my story now.
Yeah. And Face of the What, man? Like, what does that name come from? Like, how did you come up with that title? Because when I think of the What, I think about, you know, Biggie and Method Man on Ready to Die. So, like, where that name come from, man?
Face of the What? Like, I want everybody to say what I'm the face of. Face of New York, face of the Bronx. I'm going to let the fans say it.
I dig it.
Face of the Bronx.
I got to check out your some of your records, man. I love the energy that Shake That record. I love that record. Like, you did your thing on that, man. Tell me about what we got to look forward to on this album, man. Tell the people what you got coming, what they should be expecting and looking forward to.
Aggressiveness, me talking my shit, and a new sound.
Yeah. All right, so you know we got this drill movement going, man. It's been something that's been going for a long time, but we see it's going on to different regions across the, you know, across the U.S. and everything. What makes you so different from the other drill rappers?
That I sound different, I move different, and I'm consistent.
And you got a story to tell. I dig it.
All right.
So I'm gonna get into it with you. I want to get a little bit of your background. What inspired you? You know, your humble beginnings, how you came up. So, who do you draw inspiration from, if there is anybody?
NBA YoungBoy, Lil Durk, Lil Baby, yeah, those people.
Yeah, I dig it. That whole drill thing, man. Like, I love the sound of it. It always just, you know, it brings the energy, you know, because like, when I was introduced to drills, like, you know, Chief Keef, Dirt, you know, all of that, the Chicago movement. And then I see it making its way to New York and how y'all doing it and y'all flipping it in y'all own special way. With that being said, when you going into this album, what did you want to, you know, tell, like, get out to the people that separates you from everyone else? I know, you know, I don't want to be redundant when I ask this, but what makes you just be in a place to where you can do this and you can keep it going? You know, where do you see yourself going with this?
Big. I see I could go big, like big platforms. I feel like I could go big with this. Like, I never stop. I feel like I go all the way to the top with this shit.
And that's the you know, energy that I like. That's the energy that the people's gonna love, man. And what do you think about the state of New York rap right now?
It's going good.
I like what I'm hearing. And you born and raised in the Bronx?
Yeah.
Tell me about you coming up in the Bronx.
Bronx is crazy, loud noise. It's dirty.
That grimy, huh?
Facts.
Griminess. You know, Charlamagne say all the crazy people come from the Bronx and all of Florida, and I'm in Jacksonville. I'm a Duval representative. You know, I got the Jag stuff. You from the Bronx. So it's only right that we do this. And so, you know, tell me about your first single. What's the, you know, first single you're putting out here for the people?
On the tape?
Yeah.
Who You Touch?
Tell me about it.
It's some shit I made a while back. I got my son Beamin on that.
Mm-hmm.
Turn up. That shit fire. That shit like a Jersey clubby. So.
Hey, that's what we want. That's what we want. That's what the people need. So, hey, all DJs, tap in. You know what I'm saying? We're going to get this record moving. That's what we want to hear. That's what the people are expecting. We need that new, fresh energy, not only from New York, but in hip-hop, period, man. We need to feel that energy again and take it in another direction for y'all generation. You mentioned who inspired you. You mentioned what you want to introduce to the game. But is there anybody who you would like to possibly work with in the near future? If they could hear it right now, who would be your dream feature?
NBA Youngboy.
Mm-hmm.
Hot Boy, Roddy Ricch. That's it.
I dig it. Yo, Sean, so I got this question for you, man. If you was able to put together a top five of your favorite MCs from any era, even the ones that may inspire you, whatever, who would your top five MCs be?
Lil Durk, NBA Youngboy, Roddy Ricch. Who else? Lil TJ.
Okay.
A Boogie.
I fool with A Boogie. A Boogie's he's nice. So, you know, coming in this new era, this new wave of music, and what you're doing with this drill stuff, you know, this drill rap, this drill style, you know. I got another question for you. You know, with that music moving the way it does, how do you feel it affects your outside life and the way you move outside of music, man? Do you feel like it gives an impression of something that you don't want to introduce to the folks, or to the people, or do you feel this is your life on this record? I just want to know the authenticity behind it. You know what I'm saying? How do you feel, you know?
It's my life, organic. I got to tell them the truth. I got to show them what I've been through, all that. So that's all I'm speaking on that shit, my life, you heard?
Yeah, you know, I personally listen to rappers who I can connect with, who not only touch me in a way that I relate to them, but paint pictures and stories that not even if I come from around that way, I can close my eyes and envision the environment where they come from. And when I listen to those records from you, I feel like I'm in the Bronx. I feel like I'm in NY and the drill scene. I check out, you know, the content, your videos that you put out there, and the energy is there, the people out there, you outside. And that's how I feel. Towards the end of the summer, we go into the next quarter, and it's just like, it's a breath of fresh air, man. Like, you got a future ahead of you. You really do got a future ahead of you, man. I want to see you in a game prospering and really doing your thing. Where do you see yourself 5 years from now in this music thing?
Fall, you heard? I see myself fall on the top biggest artist in New York.
And one thing I want to tell you is never limit yourself and always, always, you know, strive to do better. Always. The next thing, go to the top every single point. I'm be looking out for you, bro. I'm be looking out for you and looking out for your music. Thanks, how it feels with the deal and everything and this album dropping, like what is the emotions? What's going through your mind right now?
It feels good that I could show everybody, like, this is my time, you heard? This is my time.
I dig it. You know, I appreciate you. And, you know, I really, really want to soak up some more stuff from you, because I really want the people to know who you are, where you came from and everything. And, you know, you tell me what they should look forward to as far as the music. I want to get into your story a little bit. You know, you're young, you come from the Bronx. How was your upbringing?
Crazy. It was like me coming up. It was a lot of people hating, some people fucking with me, ups and downs. I wanted to quit sometimes, but I just kept going. Just kept going and stopped. That shit was crazy.
Any good advice you received on the way up?
Don't stop and stay out of jail.
Most definitely. And, you know, we could say that plenty of times. We've seen artists crash and burn plenty of times. And I hate that for them. So I want you to keep on prospering And I want you to keep on making the best music you can make, because I want to see you elevate. I want to see your names mentioned with those people that you say inspire you. Yeah, I dig it. I love it. And you say the project drops tomorrow, right?
Yeah.
The project drops tomorrow on all streaming platforms, correct?
Everywhere.
Streaming platforms. You got your squad. You got any other artists that that's a part of your squad and everything?
OGE. I got a label. Shout him out. I'm a CEO. My son Beat Out Goon coming up. I'm sorry, Dexter. Lefty Goon, CJ Goon, all the bros, 30. We going up.
And you have plans on, you know, doing your label thing and bringing these artists out, right?
That's a fact.
So tell me a little bit about that and your plans and how you see that going, man. Is this something not only you want to do as an artist, but you want to start your own umbrella as a label and these artists coming up under you?
Yeah.
You're already making boss moves already. You got boss plans already, my guy.
That's a fact. I'm ready to take this whole shit over.
I dig it, man. And you know, tell the people how they can find you on social media, all that, anywhere where they can check you out.
Find me everywhere. Instagram, YouTube, Spotify, Apple. I'm near you, heard. Shy K, everything.
All right. I dig it, man. I appreciate you, you know, checking in with me here at the Living Room Podcast, man. You know, I just really have an ear for listening to new artists and wondering where they're going to go and seeing their journeys and everything. And, you know, you developing as an artist is going to be one of the coolest things to see, because when you guys start off, you guys are so hungry. I never want you to lose that hunger. And I want you to keep going, because I did music at some point and my hunger went away. When I felt like it became too much of a job and too much of a thing when I was in my head, I stepped away from it. I don't want that to happen for you. You already done won. You know what I'm saying? Right. You say that haters and everything, you already done lived the dream that a lot of people want to get to, and that's a deal. Now you got to keep it going, my guy.
It's a fact.
So you already one step ahead of everybody, plenty of steps ahead of people. You took it to where I couldn't even go, where other people couldn't even go. And I want you to know, dog, like a lot of people don't get that. A lot of people don't get these opportunities. So don't take it for granted. And I want to see you grow. And I'm looking forward to this project, man.
Face of the what, man? All in a couple hours, be turning up. Niggas gonna love it, you heard?
Any big plans for the drop?
I don't know, man. It's gonna be out.
All right, man. So I'm looking forward to it. I appreciate you for locking in with me here at the Living Room, man. And just know, anytime when you want to be a guest, you're welcome. I'm gonna hit you on your socials, and I'm gonna connect. I'm dead serious. I'm gonna lock in with you, and I'm ready to see where you take it.
Good looks, bro. I'm happy to be here. You heard? Lock me in, gang.
I got you. All right, be safe out there, man. Congratulations on your new record, on your new album, The Deal. You made it, bro. Keep it going.
Good luck, my boy.
All right.
Thank you.
Another one in the books. Thank you for checking me out here at the Living Room Podcast presents The Artist Den. And I'm going to keep the content coming for y'all, the people, for the culture. But what I need every single one of y'all to do is go to your streaming music services and go download and stream Shy EK's new project titled The Face of the What. All right. Follow him on IG. That's at Shy_EverythingK. And follow me on IG as well at JASHAAD904. I greatly appreciate it. And I appreciate y'all for viewing my content, because you know I keep it here for y'all, for the culture. And I'm going to keep holding it down. So just remember, before you come in the living room, take your shoes off.